I'm Jim Kleinman, Artistic Director of Playground. Founded in 1994, Playground is the Bay Area's leading incubator for new playwrights and plays. Sewer Monster Diaries was written by Brady Lee and was originally developed and premiered at the Best of Playground Festival in May 2006. The cast is Danielle Levin as Sue, Eric Fraser Hayes as Lieutenant Peter Harris, Kat Thompson as Sylvia Johnson, and Mark Farrell as Doug Johnson. Jim Kleinman, director.
Grab me a towel. They're in the dryer.
Dear diary, this evening I crept up the drainpipe of Sylvia Johnson's shower, and as she rinsed off her rosemary tea tree shower gel, I extended one claw up into her shower and skewered her big toe. The amount of blood was impressive.
Honey, help! Oh my god, I'm bleeding! Help!
And she reacted just how I expected.
Sweetheart, what is it? Oh my god!
I know. I swore I'd stay away from my old block, but I couldn't help myself. I found myself obsessing about how she'd always put up a traffic cone in the parking space in front of her house because her gold expedition didn't fit through their garage door.
Why me? Why, Dougie, why?
Shh. It's okay. It's okay.
Dear Diary, this morning I hit the girls' locker room at Washington High. Freshman gym class had just ended, and I went down the row of showers and just poked a pinky claw up through the drains, one at a time.
Ah!
Ah! Ow!
I barely drew any blood, but the screaming was satisfying.
Police log, November 3rd. Two sewer monster incidents in the last 3 days. The examiner's running items daily and hounding me and my squad for action. And quotes. Feel it would be a real boost to my squad if we could just nail him. It. This week. I'm confident I'm getting close.
Dear Diary. Ugh! They called me him again. So annoying. And I had to find this out after a perfectly pleasant morning of popping off people's toenails with my one pointiest claw while they showered. I saw half of today's paper wedged through the sewer grate on 3rd and Market, and I just had to look, didn't I? This makes me wanna... I don't know what. I'll think of something.
Ah! Doug! Doug, help!
Not again.
Police log, November 7th. A nightmare week. Not only am I being hounded by the press... Well, the examiner. I'm fielding calls from victims daily.
And another thing, Lieutenant Harris, I am not satisfied with the level of community policing, and clearly I am being targeted by this beast. He attacks me repeatedly in your department.
Mrs. Johnson, believe me, we're doing everything that we can.
Clearly that's not enough.
I've got all my officers pulling double overtime here. I understand your fears, but...
Oh, you understand, do you? Do you realize what this is doing to me?
Of course, Mrs. Johnson. It's terrible. And there have been plenty of others, but...
My book club refuses to meet at my house. I am becoming a social pariah.
Like I said, we've got a lot of leads. We're really close.
Dear Diary, I'm feeling a little blue. Like, what's the point? For example, last night I'm wandering around the sewers when I smell a little dishwater. So I follow that scent up the pipes until I get to the drain of the kitchen sink. I reach up and barely puncture the very tip of this guy's index finger, just enough so that he'd think maybe he grabbed a shard of broken glass. And I just felt, I don't know, empty? I've already hit everybody in HR at my old company, and I scared the crap out of that nasty kid on my old block, the one who threw a beer bottle at my front window when I suggested that, instead of honking for a half hour to get his girlfriend's attention, he ring the damn doorbell. And I've been checking the papers whenever I can pull a piece of one down here, and I haven't seen anything about myself for weeks. What's going on?
Police log, December 15th. 3 weeks since I enacted Operation Maximum Sewer Monster Destruction, and not a single reported attack since. You gotta hand it to yourself, Peter Harris. You've really done it this time.
Lieutenant?
I'm sorry, do you have an appointment?
I am agog. I'm aghast. Lieutenant, I am appalled. This is you on the front page, isn't it? Accepting honors from the mayor for eradicating the sewer monster situation?
Why, yes, thank you.
I'm not congratulating you, Lieutenant. Look, just look at my toe.
Can I get an officer in here?
This morning, Lieutenant. This happened today. And I'm not the only one. My wife. I'm sure you know my wife.
Oh, yes. I think I do.
Dear diary, finally, a little satisfaction and joy returns to my life. That idiot police lieutenant's overly square-jawed mug was on the front of the paper, boasting about how he made the city safe for bathers, dishwashers, and other users of the sewage system. And when I had to choose toenails to pop off, I couldn't help but head back to my good old neighbor's house. And as I waited around for their evening bath, I remembered the night I saw every single person on our block but me sitting on folding chairs in Doug and Sylvia's garage, back when I lived, you know, up there. I poked my head in and I said, "Hi."
Oh, excuse us. We're starting a neighborhood watch group, and the meeting is scheduled to start now. If you need to talk to us, maybe you can leave a note in our mailbox?
Oh, I'd be happy to stay for the meeting.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. It's a neighborhood watch meeting for homeowners. It's not for renters.
The way she said that word, renters, like I was vermin. Huh. Vermin. Huh. That's kind of funny now, I guess.
Police log, December 20th. Humiliation for my squad. Immediately after receiving a commendation from the mayor, the attack started again. Well, I'm not sure it's actually a sewer monster, or the sewer monster. Maybe just large rodents. Or maybe a copycat crime. And now I've got this watchdog group, SMVA, the Sewer Monster Victims Association, breathing down my throat constantly.
Hi, Doug Johnson, Sewer Monster Victims Association. Please take a look at our literature.
Yes, right. We're raising funds.
We've got $150,000 in city funds pledged.
But we need your support.
Dear diary, goddamn Johnsons.
With your help, we can stop him.
Please, won't you just help me reclaim my life?
Oh, my God. It's okay.
Dear diary, it's hard to believe it's been a year since I've been down here full time. I mean, yeah, the last month or so has dragged a bit. But I remember that first night like it was yesterday. I came home exhausted after a dinner with my friend Susan and her new boyfriend. It was hard to take how chipper she was. And maybe that last martini wasn't the greatest idea. And this guy called her my sweetie all night long to the valet parker guy, "Can you get my sweetie's car?" And the coat check guy, "My sweetie has a red wool cape." And on and on. It could have been sweet, but it just felt creepy. Anyway, I got home and I reached for my toothbrush and grabbed a razor that was sticking out of the same cup in my bathroom. A razor. Shit. My ex's, and he hadn't been living with me for a year. Okay, I could have been a little better about cleaning things out when he left. As I watched the blood drip into my nice white bathroom sink... Okay, who am I kidding? As I watched the blood drip into my toothpaste-encrusted, grimy bathroom sink, I thought, What if I just followed? All of me. One drop at a time. And you know, I really like it here. I don't think I'll ever live up there again.
Thank you all so much for coming.
And thank you for your generous contributions.
I've been able to take a leave of absence from my job to run the SMVA full time.
So thank you all so much for making sure Doug keeps his six-figure salary.
The police department in this city has let us down.
That's right. And we need accountability.
Police log, February 2nd. Goddamn Johnsons. This darn victims group is killing my squad. They've got a newspaper column giving biweekly reports. They've got a letter-writing campaign. We get at least 100 irate emails a day. I'm starting to think that this thing, whatever it is, it's not after the Johnsons. It's not after the HR department at Patterson Richards. It's after me. But you know what? I am personally going to take him down, and you can quote me on that. And to celebrate the start of our new mission, I'm going to take the entire squad out to Schmitty's as soon as our shift is over.
Dear diary, oh, what a fool I was last night. I spent the day yesterday under the men's room down at the police station and decided I could take a few hours vacation from the sewers. I wanted to see if I went back out there if I'd look like my old self. I did, it turns out. I checked myself out in a store window after I slunk up through the sewer grate. And you know, I wasn't half the wreck I remembered. Anyway, I just wanted to go out and get a look at him. Lieutenant What's-His-Name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, excuse me.
No, really. It's all my fault. And my pleasure.
Please.
Can I buy you a drink?
This bonehead is actually offering to buy me a drink. Could I really pass up an opportunity to figure out what makes the lieutenant tick? Okay. Yes, sure. I'll have a martini.
Gin, I'm sure.
What an idiot. Yeah, gin. Oh, God, I was the idiot. Anyway, he bought me a drink, and then another. And I guess in my year of sewage only, I've become a bit of a lightweight. I could barely keep my eyes open.
And you know, I'm actually the lead investigator on the sewer monster case. I'm sure you've read about it.
Yeah.
I've come up with a whole new strategy. It's going to be a great week for me, I can tell. Maybe next week you'll meet me back here, and we'll celebrate my victory over the insidious beast. I will bring him down.
And like that. All night. On and on. I couldn't believe it. Okay, he wasn't bad to look at. And I guess if I just imagined he was saying other things...
You are so smart. You are so adorable. Please, miss, make me a better person. Teach me to be like you.
I started to think I could face a few more days on Earth as a human, but this chatter... Well, I couldn't take it. I straightened myself up and walked right out of the bar and right smack into...
Lieutenant Harris drinks beer while victims suffer!
Stop the suffering.
Oh, no.
Jennifer?
I'm sorry, you must be mistaken.
Jenny! Jenny Jen! Where have you been? Your landlord just had all your belongings carted to the dump.
We guessed you were dead.
Dear diary, I'm back. I'm not sorry I made that trip up there, I guess. I could almost imagine a life up there that was bearable. I think, well, maybe someday I will go back. It's not so bad there. At least nobody calls me him when they see me in person. I'm not ready yet, though. As it turns out, I've got some more work to do.
To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, kindly visit www.kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.